Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Aaron Updike. And Aaron, looks like we might see a system move in on Friday into Saturday. But before we get to those 2 days, tell us what the rest of the what the state of Indiana can expect to experience from the weather over these next couple of days.
Yeah, just starting off this morning, some of the southern counties down south of Bloomington near Seymour, they had a little bit of snow overnight, upwards of 3 to 4 tenths of an inch. So there might be some slick roads this morning. So if you're listening, you're just going to want to take it a little bit slower. Other than that, we're looking at a slight warm-up here coming into, so today we'll get into the near 40, and then tomorrow we'll get in even more up into the 40s, and then even a more warm-up as we get into Friday. So we're just looking at a general warming trend, looking like some rain chances Thursday night.
Okay. And then as we get into Friday, what's the case there?
Yeah, so we're going to see a pretty strong system start approaching Friday. We're looking at temperature gains all the way up into the 60s. And our warmest temperatures might actually be after sunset on Friday. So just some really warm weather for this time of year, even approaching our record temperatures, which right now are going to, like, our record temperatures for this Friday is 66. So definitely looking at some really warm temperatures for Friday and Saturday.
Looks like there is a chance for severe weather. Looks like there's a slight chance for the southern part of the state. What do you think they need to be looking out for?
Yeah, so we're looking at, with this really strong system and warm temperatures, provides the right ingredients for thunderstorms to develop. We're also looking at some really strong winds with this. So with that, you just when these thunderstorms do start to develop, they can have severe potential. So the best chance of severe looks like it'll be more after dark on Friday, but we're still a couple days out, so we need to still, you know, see as the observations roll in and see if any of our data changes. But for now, it looks like more Friday night.
And what parts of the state do you think will be affected outside of that? Because it looks like the line stretches a little further north.
Yeah, I mean, the chance of severe weather extends all the way into the northern parts of our county warning area up in towards Lafayette, but the best chance right now looks like farther south, where thunderstorms may develop earlier in the day, get a little bit higher temperatures and moisture down there.
What's kind of the timeline on that for the severe weather chances?
Yeah, right now what we're looking at, like I said, is looks after dark, so in that 7 p.m. to past midnight even for potential for severe weather. We're still, like I said, a little bit far out to pinpoint time right now, but with the way that the models are trending, that's kind of what we're looking at.
And what about the rest of the weekend? What's the rest of the weekend look like?
Yeah, we might have a brief cool down after the system moves through Saturday night into Sunday, but we're looking at an extended warm-up here next week with above-normal temperatures through most of next week.
What do you think the cause is for these above-normal temperatures right now?
Yeah, we're just seeing an abnormal pattern where we're going to have this upper level, what we call a ridge, is going to just be extended over all of the continental United States. And when we get that, we just always see above normal temperatures, and it happens to be in a time when we're usually decreasing in temperature as we get into December. So the combination of the time of year and the pattern that we're seeing leads to these above normal temperatures.
All right. Well, that's what are some of the main threats do you think might come with this? Obviously rain, but what else in terms of, you know, winds or hail or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, all the severe weather threats could be a possibility with this type of event. And really, it's the first severe weather possibility that we've had in quite a long time, 3 months or so. So just stay weather aware. Just because it's December doesn't mean we can't get any kind of severe thunderstorms is really what we're trying to push.
Well, that's all I've got, Aaron. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just enjoy the abnormal temperatures here with the 60s. That's about it.
All right. He is meteorologist Aaron Updike with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Aaron, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good rest of your day.